Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, hi, Scott. It's Chris from Southampton.
Hello, Chris.
I'm wondering if there's any chance of you reading out Carmen Electra's phone number on the air today. I was rather impressed yesterday about the Girls Aloud incident.
Yeah. What did you think when we put the number out?
I was a bit shocked, to be honest. I wasn't expecting to be hearing your voice today.
Yeah. Do you know what? My phone hasn't stopped ringing and people text me going, oh, you're going to be in trouble, after the slight mishap that occurred yesterday when a member of a famous female pop group's phone number may have accidentally gone out on air. Now, I've got a slight confession to make. That wasn't any member of Girls Aloud's phone number or any celebrity at all. It was one of our phone numbers because I felt like conducting a kind of social experiment. The experiment being, if you gave out, let's say, a member of Girls Aloud's phone number on the radio, what kind of people would phone it up? And you're about to find out. People like this.
Scott Mills has just given your number out on the radio. I'm sure you're aware by now. How very annoying.
We got a lot of calls, you know.
Really?
A lot of people using the Listen Again facility to track down the number.
Were they mainly men?
Yes, they were.
There's a surprise.
Ladies, find out if your husband or boyfriend has been phoning up members of Girls Aloud at 4:40.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
We were talking yesterday about these rubbish TV adverts. You know, the A-listers, they go to Japan and make bad TV ads and hopefully think, well, no one's going to notice. No one's going to see it back home in the States or in the UK.
And get lots of money.
Yeah, and get loads of money. Well, there's a website where you can watch all these truly awful adverts. A lot of people are asking me what the website is. Well, to make it easier for you, because I'm that kind of guy, if you go to my pages at Radio 1 Online, which is bbc.co.uk/Radio 1, click on my face, and then it will handily link you to this site where you can see all these quite bad adverts. You can see Mariah Carey playing football. She hasn't got a clue what's going on. And there's Michael Jackson dancing around a moped.
That's a good one.
Ka-ching! And there's this one, which is one of the best. It's Posh and Becks speaking Japanese. Now, I don't think it's actually them. I think they've been dubbed. But this is how the ad goes. You need to see it to truly appreciate how bad it is. Now, I think they've got his voice quite right, but not hers.
No, I think you're right. Yeah. His is spot on.
It's really good.
Just the right pitch.
Go and have a look at bbc.co.uk/radio1. I have no idea what that Posh and Becks advert is for. If anyone speaks Japanese, could you please maybe have a look and let me know? Thanks.
Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Yesterday we gave out the number, well, what you thought was the number of a member of Girls Aloud by mistake, but it wasn't. It was just us and one of our phone numbers, just to see what kind of person would ring up if they thought they had access to a member of Girls Aloud's phone number.
And a lot of people believed that we could be that incompetent as to give a celebrity's phone number out on it.
Yeah, what does that tell you? Now, some people just couldn't believe their luck. That's it. Some people went with just pure, simple honesty.
I love you.
Oh.
I love you.
Oh, that's so wrong.
Now, some people were a little bit cleverer with it, and they went for the, you've met me before, but you probably don't remember because you're a bit drunk. They obviously thought it was Sarah's number.
Hi there, lovely. It's me, Chris. You met me the other night at the pub. If you can call me back, please, on 7-5. That'd be great. Perhaps we could get out for a date sometime. Cheers. Bye.
Clever, but again, wrong.
Some people went for man of mystery.
Hi, babe, it's me. You know it is. Give us a ring back. Cheers.
Yeah, you know it is. I can imagine Cheryl getting that message and going, actually, I don't know. I might call him back. And then others went for the classic, this is my new number.
Oh, no.
But don't say who you are.
Yeah, hi, darling, it's me. It's my new number. So just give us a call when you get this. Cheers.
Now, I like this bloke very much.
Hello, you probably never got this number off Scott Mills, so quick phone call to let you know. I want to know which one it is. Please, please text back.
I want to know which one it is.
Can you imagine it? So you're sat there. Oh, Scott's only going to give my number on Flipping Radio 1. Oh, and they all want to know it is. Okay, I'll just text back and say it's me, Sarah. Is this a text from the same guy? Yeah, this is one of the texts we found last night. Oh. Hello. Scott Mills accidentally gave your number over the radio. All he said was it was someone famous. Please let me know who you are. I promise I will never ring. Oh. Now, this bloke is straight to the point. I like his style.
Hi, can you give me a call back, please, as long as it's not Nicola?
Oh!
But here's our... here's our absolute favourite. Now, this guy really, really does think he is in with a chance of copping off with one of the members of Girls Aloud. Check it.
Hi, right, you don't know me, right? But this will be in your best interest if you can listen to what I say and don't delete this message. Right, okay, I'm a 5'10", brown hair, blue eyes, sort of sporty sort of build. You know, I'm in work in IT, 24. Friends think I'm sort of, you know, a good looking lad and that. I can get you a cheap deal on a laptop, and I drive a motor, so, you know. And, you know, it's not as if I haven't been with somebody famous before. I used to date, I don't know if you've heard of Hepburn, the lead singer, Jamie. Yeah, me and her used to have a thing. So, if you could give us a call back on, you know, 078 423. And I hope you didn't mind me calling, but you've got to be in it to win it.
Right.
Do you know the ironic thing? I forgot to bleep his number. And we're back to square one. Oops.
Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Got to be in it to win it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hiya there.
Hello, who's that?
It's Ben here from South Wales.
How can I help?
Well, that advert we played for Posh and Beck's, I think it's for tampons.
Oh, it's for tampons, is it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
This is after our amusing phone call yesterday. What is a tampon?
Please come to pharmacy and I will tell you.
Is it a secret?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you can't tell me what a tampon is on the phone?
No, we cannot buy.
Right, Andy in Colville's been on 81199 saying that the Japanese Posh and Beck's ad is actually for cheese and onion flavoured condoms. And if you listen carefully, Victoria, dubbed, does sound quite surprised. David!
I preferred salt and vinegar.
It's actually for, I've got an actual Japanese person on, Tomoko, who's listening right now in Tokyo online.
Yeah.
It's for a beauty salon, and it translates as, Victoria, you are looking gorgeous. And it's Victoria says, oh my God, what is wrong with me? I'm becoming more and more gorgeous.
Woof!
Woo! That's what it translates. Oh, you must stop with those cheese and onion condoms.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
What kind of person, if they thought they had access to a female hot pop star's number, what are they doing? What do they call it?
I love the fact you're dressing up as a social experiment. When in fact, we just want to laugh at blokes.
Yeah.
Really.
Now, we've listened through some of the messages, like this one.
Hello, you probably never got this number off Scott Mills, so quick phone call to let you know. I want to know which one it is. Please, please text back.
Right, so that's the message he left on what he thought was one of Girls Aloud's mobile phones. So we called him back. Now, we got Becky, who works in Radio 1 upstairs, to pose as one of Girls Aloud. And we called him back.
This call is being diverted. Please hold.
Hi, this is Sally can't talk to you right now, but
that's obviously his girlfriend or his wife, but we left a message anyway.
Hi, it's Sarah from Girls Aloud. I had a message from a guy on this number yesterday. Yeah, I am really interested. If you could get me a call back, that would be amazing. You've got my number.
Right, so just thought we'd leave a little message there.
Oh, I can't believe you've done that.
Well, why not?
Well,
he rang. We just called him back. How were we to know it wasn't his number? Yeah, his girlfriend's number.
Yeah.
And there's another one, the message we got.
Yeah, hi, darling, it's me. It's my new number, so just give us a call when you get this. Cheers.
He was doing the old I've got a new number, here it is routine, just to try and get to talk to one of Girls Aloud. So, Becky gave him a call.
Hello, Lee speaking.
Hi, Lee. You called me yesterday with your new number.
Oh, who's this? Sorry, I think I have the wrong number.
It's Sarah. No, it's definitely you.
No, I'm saying I'm sorry. I think I might have phoned the wrong number.
Oh, okay.
I don't know any Sarahs. I do apologise.
No, I'm
very sorry. I think I phoned the wrong person. Oh, crap. I wonder who I was phoning.
Okay. I thought you sounded really nice.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. All right, then. Sorry about that.
Lee, do you not fancy just meeting up sometime anyway?
I'm married, sorry.
Oh.
Thank you for phoning, though.
Wow.
Ooh, I'm totally sorry. Oh. And then there was this guy.
Hi there, lovely. It's me, Chris. You met me the other night at the pub. If you can call me back, please, on 7-5, that'd be great. Perhaps we could get up for a date sometime. Cheers, bye.
Now, remember, he thinks that he is leaving a message for one of Girls Aloud, and he's doing the old, we have met, but you don't remember me. So, we gave him a call as well.
Hello?
Hi, is that Chris?
Yeah.
Hi, Chris. You left a message on my voicemail yesterday. It's Sarah? We're just calling you back because we're sitting here just having a bit of fun and we thought you might be interested.
Well, you see, we're kind of having a pillow fight and I wondered if you'd like to join in.
Wait a minute. Hello?
Hello, is that Chris?
Yeah, sorry.
Hi, Chris. It's Sarah.
Right.
Hello. And Nicola.
Me and Nicola are just hanging out in our bedroom. we don't really have many clothes on, having a bit of a pillow fight.
We just wondered if you wanted to, you know, pop over. You see, Sarah's got her pink pyjamas on and I've got my blue pyjamas on. It'd be really nice if you could come round, you know, maybe bring yours. Would you not like a good
Anyway, I'll see you later.
Okay, bye then. The Scott Mills Daily, Radio 1. Lucy?
Hiya.
You're right?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Now, I got your email. What seems to be the problem? How can I help?
Well, basically, I was just ringing up for a bit of advice because my flatmate, she's recently got a new boyfriend and she's in the room next door to me. The walls are quite thin and I'm just fed up really because all night long I hear noises coming from her room and it's grossing me out and I don't really know how much more I can put up with it.
What do you mean? She's falling asleep with the telly on too loud?
No, she's got a new boyfriend and I hear lots of... Yeah, right. So, yeah. Okay.
Are they doing that loud kissing that you sometimes see on TV? I hate that.
Yeah, it's gross. I've invested in earplugs and everything and I just can't take much more of it.
How long has she been seeing this guy?
Just a couple of weeks.
That'll be why.
Quite recent, yeah.
And it's every night, is it?
Yeah, it's every night. And then he stays over like quite a lot through the daytime as well, and it's just disgusting.
Just a lot of loud hugging and loud kissing.
It's disgusting.
There's no need for that, is there, really?
No, there's not, no.
You kind of want to tell them to get a room, but they already have.
That's right, yeah.
The one next door to you.
Yeah, I don't know why she can't ever go to his place. It's always ours.
So you want to know how to broach this difficult subject, I suppose?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's what I would do.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Right. Can you go to Radio 1 online at all?
What, now?
Well, soon, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. On there, on my pages, there's some noises you can download.
Yeah.
And one of them is Joe Wiley and Comedy Dave on a roller coaster. It sounds like this. Now, By the way, they haven't installed a roller coaster in the room next door to you, have they? That's not what it is.
Similar.
What I suggest you do is download that, right?
Yeah.
And then put it on full volume next time you hear them hugging and kissing loudly.
Okay.
All right?
I will do.
It's
Thank
on my
you.
Pages on Radio 1 Online. Just download the noises and then...
Okay.
You can play their game too.
Okay, that's brilliant.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, I just need to say thank you to you because recently you've been doing this a lot and I really appreciate it. It's a great thing about our listeners. You let us know what Radio 1 DJs have said throughout the day. I obviously listen all day, but sometimes I go through a tunnel and I miss some of the bits that the DJs say. And they're always really useful.
You're often going through tunnels, aren't you? There are lots of tunnels around that you journey through.
Yeah. Don't actually drive anymore either.
No. Trains go through tunnels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we've had this one.
I want to have your babies.
Which proved to be very useful from Joe Wiley. Thank you. They always are. Don't ever think they're not useful because they are, okay?
Yeah. Why won't my bits work?
That's a Joe one again. And
I can't wait to make love to you.
We had a good fun with that.
Yeah.
And here's today's one, spotted by Tom in Winchester from Edith Bowman.
I had a long one this weekend, which was quite nice.
Thank you for that.
Will they never learn?
I had a long one this weekend, which was quite nice. Radio 1.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.